Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Down 28-0. So, yeah, it is. I'll put it this way. It's one heck of a lot more interesting 24 hours out than what I would have thought, would have told you, you know, back in June.
Yeah.
I mean, that one seemed like an automatic for Tennessee back in June. And to me, it doesn't seem to be anything automatic about it at this point.
All right, so we'll wrap here with the game that you said. If you could only watch one, LSU and Ole Miss. It's a point and a half right now. As far last I checked, it's still Ole Miss a point and a half. I've been asked about this game all week. I'll give you the same answer that I've been giving people. I think it comes down to which team's weakness sucks the least. I don't really believe in Ole Miss's defensive line all that much. They've not generated a lot of pressure. They've not generated a lot of tackles for loss. With that being said, I don't know how you can believe in LSU's offensive line right now. They've not blocked Louisiana Tech. They didn't even really block Selah all that well. To me, it's like that whole game just comes down to which of those two units gets the better, maybe which of those two units gets the least. You know, whichever unit's the worst, that's going to be the loser.
No, yeah, that would be my headline thought as well, is who can hide their weakness best.
Yep.
or maybe
scheme around it.
Which, yeah. The other thing I think is, like, I think we could be headed for another thriller in the way that the last two were. And so I also wonder if it comes down to which quarterback can go into hero mode at the end of the game. You know, who's in hero mode in the fourth quarter? I mean, that was the thing last year about Nussmeier is, for a large chunk of that game, he didn't really play very well.
He was off. I think he had three picks.
Yeah, Ole Miss's defense was playing the way they played for the whole game against Georgia, and had him out of sorts for a while. But then in the fourth quarter, he kind of rose up and made some hero ball plays. And so I think that could factor in too, is which one of those guys puts on the cape in the fourth quarter. I'm really interested in seeing Trinidad Chambliss in this game. I mean, I think he's a fascinating story, and I'd be curious to see who Ole Miss's quarterback is going to be once Austin Simmons gets back to 100%. I'm not totally buying that.
You want Austin my answer?
Yeah.
Austin.
I think it's probably the same as mine.
It's Austin Simmons.
You think so?
Yeah, I got about 3 million reasons why.
Okay. Yeah, well, that'll be interesting. But did your answer change if Ole Miss?
Then my answer, I'll say this. Text me on Saturday night.
Okay.
But yes, as of right now, that's if you go away from Simmons, you lose Simmons, and he's built the whole thing around him.
And that's the issue, right? And that's what every coach is dealing with, is you're playing the season game, but you're also playing the long game at the same time. And that's what makes it so hard to juggle.
All right, my man. Safe travels.
Okay, thanks.
That is Blake Topmeyer, senior national college football columnist of the USA Today Sports Network. All right, Michael's been working on some breaking news, so he'll be rejoining us here during hour number two. Let's get into the list. We haven't talked about the big college football games. Let's talk about that. We'll get a Ryder Cup update, talk about some NFL and more. Big hour number two coming your way right after this. Jeffrey Wright and Company, 92.9 FM, ESPN. Let's get in the list. College football week five. All right, boys.
Woo.
It's here. I even think we have tasty appetizers tonight.
Yeah, we do.
I'm hoping that there's not a great game in Charlottesville. I'm hoping that is a why the heck was this line so low. But I think we can all agree, we've all watched enough football to go, why is this line so low? Mm-hmm. So the first question I have for everybody, do we think this weekend gets chaotic? Because we really haven't had the big, oh my God, this sport, look at this, all the true, like, can you believe it? But it feels like when you look at a lot of these matchups, mm-hmm. you got a lot of teams that are traveling a long way, and then you've got some teams that it feels like everybody's down on. Maybe do they rise up and whatnot? Yeah. So do we have the makings for a chaotic weekend?
I don't know if chaotic is what I think we'll get out of this weekend, actually. I think we also
have to define. Yeah. Is Alabama as a 3-point underdog going in Georgia and winning a close game? Is that chaos?
That's chaos. I think that's a little bit. Alabama ain't the old Alabama anymore.
It's still only a 3-point line.
So if they go in there and win, though, I mean, you said it earlier, Georgia doesn't lose at home.
No,
they still lose to Alabama, but they don't lose at home.
it's usually they lose in Atlanta.
Yeah,
not in Athens.
They don't lose in Athens.
Correct.
I think for me, what I'm expecting this weekend to provide is clarity. It's another C word. I think the boys will separate themselves. I mean, the men will separate themselves from the boys. When we watch LSU and Ole Miss,
yeah,
we're going to say, okay, is this
one team can
LSU?
Be a playoff team
or
one
exactly.
team? Yeah.
But that's the key for a lot of different games. I think we'll get the same thing to a lesser degree, Georgia, Alabama, from the standpoint of Alabama is trying to keep his playoff hopes alive. Ty Simpson looked better since that game against Florida State. I'm looking at – you know, that Oregon-Penn State game, that's another one, right? You're talking about it earlier. We haven't seen much from Penn State. You know, Blake just talked about it. But with Oregon, I mean, they've been blasting teams through the roof, but they haven't played a team. You know, this is going to be at Penn State. So I think it's going to be clarity. It's going to be a team like Oregon, we're going to say, you know what? Because I think Oregon's for real. This is going to be confirmation. Okay, they are that good. Or with LSU or Ole Miss. You know, it's going to be a week of clarity, I think, more than chaos. It could get chaotic. You know, you got my boys, you got Tennessee traveling to Mississippi State. And you got a few other games in there. I think Indiana, Iowa is a little interesting because
I think that let's go through and define what we think would be chaos. So if we're all saying we think if Bama beats Georgia, that counts as chaos.
All
right.
Yeah.
So then we would agree Virginia winning at home tonight against Florida State.
That's chaos.
They
beat the socks off Alabama.
Okay.
So, yeah.
All right. If TCU goes to Arizona State, that is not chaos, right?
No. Are they favorites? Slight favorites?
Arizona's a 3-point favorite right now at home. Arizona State is a 3-point favorite.
3-point favorites. Yeah.
I mean, they were kind of what a lot of people thought would be the class of the Big 12. We've kind of seen that maybe not be the case.
I think
but,
the class of the Big 12 resides in Lubbock. I think they've proven you can indeed buy a good football team.
Yeah.
And I don't think we're 100% sure what TCU is just yet. I think we all like Josh Hoover. Mm-hmm.
My favorite thing about Josh Hoover is you can be watching a Josh Hoover game and you're like, he's playing well. And then, whoops, here just comes a no apparent reason interception. He just keeps you on your toes at mm-hmm. all times. I kind of like that in my quarterbacks. Yeah. Not if I were coaching them, but I just like it as an entertainment product. All right, Arkansas beating Notre Dame. Is that chaos?
I would throw it on the chaos line because Notre Dame at this point is,
I think at that point they're out.
Yeah, they're out.
At that point, they're
that's
out.
That's why that's chaos.
That would be, to me, the only reason why it's chaos, because to me, Notre Dame hasn't shown me anything yet.
No, there's another reason. There's another reason. Transitive property here.
I think their offense is good.
Oh, so Arkansas should beat.
If Arkansas beats
Notre
Dame.
Yes, Memphis is better than Notre Dame.
Now we're talking about,
correct.
Now Memphis, outside of Memphis, there's real buzz. an idea that
this, I mean,
this might be the Group of Five team that can do it.
If Illinois beats USC, is that chaos?
I mean, they got embarrassed, but
I feel like that's just okay. That's a Big Ten game,
that's a
and
weird
it's like
Big Ten game. It's in Champaign.
Yeah,
I don't know that we were all totally sold on Iowa to start the season. It's a veteran Illinois team, good coach.
Pride is on the line.
Okay, I like how you define Ole Miss and LSU. That's not chaos either way.
Yeah,
it's clarity.
Yeah.
We'll find out. We think these teams are good. Let's find out if one of them's playoff good.
Mm-hmm.
I think we're there. I think we can all agree if Washington beats Ohio State, that's under chaos.
That's chaos.
Oh, yeah.
That's chaos right there.
All right, what do we do if Auburn goes to A&M and wins?
That's a little chaotic, too, because A&M has some chances later on in its schedule to knock some other teams off. And that, if Auburn beats A&M, that's chaos to me, because now we're talking about that game in itself is where we get into the situation of the two-loss, three-loss SEC teams fighting for a playoff
spot. To me, it's like if Auburn goes and does that, it proves to me it's like, man, we are really going to have a tough time sorting out.
Yeah.
Like this, like usually one or two teams will rise to the top.
Exactly.
But then trying to sort it out after that, mm-hmm. like to me, like that's going to be
game.
Another reminder of like, okay, that's when the SEC gripes and complains about the difficulty of the league. It's like, that's it.
Yeah.
Like it's
Auburn could make it nasty this
correct.
Year. They can make it chaotic.
All right. I think I'm with y'all. Weirdly, I can't believe if Iowa beats Indiana in football, that's chaos.
That's chaos. In the year 2025, it's chaos.
That's just where we are at this point. I think you're right. If State beats Tennessee, that's where we start to get chaotic.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Even though this is a similar situation of Tennessee's 15th, Mississippi State's undefeated. I know Iowa State's undefeated, but there's something about the Big 12, because I just think its natural resting state is chaotic. If Arizona goes to Ames and win, I don't think of it as chaos. I just think of it like, well, that's the Big 12.
I can kind of get behind that. Arizona hasn't played poorly this year. You know, I think Noah Fifita's been really good for them.
I mean,
why does it feel okay?
I don't know.
Am I alone? Tell me about this. So we've been talking about the Penn State-Oregon game.
Yep.
Penn State is favored, but it feels like if Penn State wins the game, that's kind of like...
kind of weird.
That's chaotic.
It's one of those they're favored because they're at home.
I think so, but like I think it also tells you like at 3.5, it's kind of like...
yeah.
It might be Penn State at a neutral -1. Like they are saying like we do think they're a little better because they're not... check me if I'm wrong. They've not... I've not seen them drop it to 3.
No, 3.5, Penn State.
Like, they have been pretty steady of, we think this is 3.5.
Ooh. I'll tell you what, we're going to find out if Dante Moore is really that guy.
And I think he is good. I just also think there's something about when you go on these conference road games and you're in front of 105,000 people and it's at night, like, and every, like, that's the other thing. They have not had any resistance yet. And I don't want this to get misconstrued. Mm-hmm. I understand Penn State hasn't had resistance, but I do think when you're the home team, that
different.
Plays into your hands. I don't know.
Oregon just has so much talent on that roster, man. They got a lot of talent.
I'm a little worried also. I don't love Lanning in big games. This is where Lanning's going to have a weird fake punt. He's going to go for it on 4th and 3 with 7 seconds left in the first half, not get it, and then not realize, like, hey, part of the whole decision-making process is you give him bad field position, but you have no time on the clock. I don't know. There's just something about this game that it's like the fact that because I think Oregon's better, and it's like the fact that they can't move this line, it has forced me to take Penn State. And so either on Saturday night, I'm going to feel like an absolute idiot of like, why did
you know
I do
how,
that?
You know how you're going to feel. Because you've been saying it as much as anyone.
I don't trust Drew Aller.
You don't trust the quarterback.
At all.
This is a game, quarterback's going to have to win this game.
But I also have seen Aller win games by being wildly mediocre.
You've seen a lot of James Franklin quarterbacks do that.
it's like the only fun one he ever had was...
McSorley, maybe?
Yeah, I was just saying McSorley. I was like, played for the Ravens for like a cup
Trace
of coffee.
Trace McSorley.
Yeah, he was the only fun one.
Yeah,
yeah. We'll see. We had Sean Clifford.
Was Matt McGloin his?
No, McGloin
was towards the end.
McGloin was
right before
post. Like I think McGloin was like late stage Joe Pa.
Yeah. That's what. Yeah.
Because I think McGloin's also the whistleblower on Sandusky.
Ah.
Yeah, and then they somehow made him into be like the bad guy.
Yeah.
It's like, wow, y'all have really got
so,
a
so Hackenberg.
Hackenberg was Bill O'Brien.
Bill O'Brien, right.
Don't also forget, also AAF legend.
Oh, yeah.
Played for the Express.
He was Express.
Hackenberg was also the captain of the looked like a quarterback until the ball was snapped. Like, he was, like, he looked
top recruit,
like,
6'4", 6'5",
everything. Like,
strong arm.
Towel placement, way dressed, he looked like a quarterback, and it's just like, then the ball was snapped, and you're like, okay.
Then he saw 15 players.
Yeah, and then he didn't see a whole lot. All right, so where else, where are all y'all's eyes drawn to?
It's LSU Ole Miss. I mean, we're talking about it, but, and me and you talked about it earlier in the week, so you just hit the nail where you talked about this game is going to come down. It's so weird to me saying that an LSU Ole Miss game is going to come down to the trenches. Like,
well, the funny thing is, it's also such a different game a year removed, because last year Ole Miss's defensive line was nasty and LSU's offensive line was nasty.
Yeah,
and so like
talent.
It was like strength on strength going at it.
Yeah.
And this year it's like we are 1 year removed, and it is like those are the two weaknesses I feel like of each team.
That is kind of what happens when both of those areas get gutted by the draft.
Correct.
Yeah.
Like completely.
Well, and also it also can go to show like it's what also happens when one team like spins and levels up at one time.
Yeah.
Because like that's the thing about Ole Miss's defensive line. The guys that they're playing are largely guys that played last year in spot moments, but they were backups. And so, like, they'll have a moment or two where they're good, but it's just, like, they've never put a whole game together where you're like, those guys look really good.
Yeah, yeah.
They're also, George, don't you feel like they're playing, like, a yard off the ball? It almost feels like they know they can't stop the run.
Kinda. It also feels like they're trying to put a lot on the linebackers, and they don't exactly have, like, these huge, bruising, run-stopping linebackers. Like, they're talented enough. I mean, they're good kind of sideline to sideline guys, but they aren't exactly your hit a gap and stop a back.
Yeah.
I thought the secondary covered a little better last week, but I didn't know how much of that was the secondary versus Tulane.
Could be a little bit of both. Weirdly enough, the secondary has actually been pretty decent, you know, statistically for Ole Miss.
All right, I want to talk about this game in Starkville because there's a couple of things here. Number one, I think all returns so far for every Tennessee fan that wants to claim victory on the quarterback trade, I think you can safely say that's done.
They got the better end of that.
Right. Now it's just a matter of how much do you win by. I think we can safely say they've won.
Oh, yeah.
It's now just what's the final score.
Yeah.
I do have some interest in what does Aguilar look like really going on the road. Mississippi State has not had a lot to be excited about in the last few years.
Yeah.
They're excited about this season. I don't know how responsibly they're going to ring the cowbells tomorrow.
I can assure you, they won't.
It seems like they're not. I do think, though, when they're in the non-conference games, like with Arizona State, for instance, you have less conference. Like the SEC, I don't think, fined them for not ringing responsibly. But when a conference team comes into play, that's when it starts to get hit in the wallet.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Then they'll put it up on the screen a little bit more often.
Well, and then the other question will be, like, I don't think they've been docked with a personal foul. But, like, I mean,
it's on the table.
That's really all it takes. Like, if you really want to stop it, like, have the 15-yard penalty, and then it stops right off the bat. But there's also this question of, okay, Mississippi State looks better, but how much better are they? And then on the flip side, it's with Tennessee, you've got Lebby, who worked for Heupel at UCF. Like, they're running basically the same thing. Typically, Heupel's had some pretty good success with that. I mean, Ole Miss went and got him 1 year, but that was also like a two-point, like, that was a last possession game. Like, that wasn't, it wasn't like all of a sudden, it's like, look how much better Ole Miss was. I don't know. There's just something about, it's almost like to your point about clarity.
Yeah.
If Tennessee can go down and handle business, it's like, okay, all the positives that you could take away from the Georgia game, which was, hey, man, that's one of the best teams in the country. We took them down to the wire. Like, this sucks, but at the same time, it's like we got a good football team.
Yeah.
If you can go and handle business, it's like I'm a little bit closer to saying that's the take that I agree with.
Yeah.
But there is this weird reality that Blake and I talked about last week, which is what if we look back and given how good Tennessee's been at home, what if you look back and you go, they let one get away?
Can't hit.
And, like, that's the difference.
Yeah. Ooh. That, I mean, they can't let this one get away. This is, for my intention, this is a must-win game when you look at your slate over the course.
Must-win or can't lose?
Are they different?
To me, they are. Must win is more of
dire.
Backs against the wall.
Okay.
Can't lose is the, hey, man, if you get out of there with one more point, like, move on.
Okay, yeah.
You know, it's a road game.
That's how it is when you go to start.
Maybe you don't have to play your best game. Like, you don't. Maybe you're not sitting there all day Sunday thinking about how great you played, but at the same time, it's like, thank God we didn't lose.
That sounds like Alabama and LSU and historically. Like,
if you can get out of there with a C-plus game.
Yeah, we made it out of Starkville.
Yep.
Yeah, exactly. Like, survive. Yeah. Moving on.
Yeah. I think that's a fair way to put it. But they're a team, like, I feel like with Tennessee, we feel like they're already a good team. I think the Georgia game showed us a lot. And then Syracuse, the way they beat Syracuse and Syracuse played last week, I mean – I'm a little surprised Syracuse are the underdogs against Duke in the way that they are.
So I think
it's Angeli. He's out.
Angeli's out with the Achilles. And then also I think like half of their defensive line got hurt.
Mm.
Now, as it was also pointed out, and I'm not sure, I don't know how much of it were real injuries versus lobster hit the ground. But there were a lot of guys that didn't play after they got hurt. So I think, I mean, obviously Angeli's a big part of it.
That's the big one.
Yeah, yeah.
Also, Duke's one of those teams that power rates really well, but they haven't, like, I think it's fair to say this about Duke. Duke has a higher ceiling than what they've shown, but at the same time, it's like, that's kind of the mark of bad teams.
Yeah.
Like, when you consistently don't play to the level of your abilities, it's like, okay, well, then you're not a good team.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like, maybe they could be. But, yeah, no, I mean, that was one of those ones, though, that I looked at and was like, that feels like it's so obvious take Syracuse at home that I wanted to take Duke. But I just ended up being like, do I really need to bet Duke-Syracuse? Like, in my heart of hearts, do I need that one?
Yeah. Same for the basketball season.
Correct. Like, it was like the same thing with Louisville and Pitt. It's like, I think Louisville's a lot better than Pitt, but it's like, do I really need to be sitting there on Saturday at 2:30 when I'm waiting for good games to come on and being like, come on, Louisville, punch it in here. Like, going to need you to cover this number. Like, I don't really need that in my life. I was trying to think of some other of the lower tiered ones. Oh, here was my question. Are we sure Ohio State's good?
We're not sure they're great, but I feel like
they're
playoff team,
sure,
I think.
Are we sure Ohio State is go on the road, belt ass against Washington?
No, because we're not sure that Texas was – because that looked like an old school, two really great
defenses. That looked like a 2011 game.
Yeah, but –
then we saw Texas's offense against San Jose State against UTEP. I did see – did y'all see Arch step over the Sam Houston guy?
Yeah,
whatever. I mean, the guy got to celebrate at some point. But whatever.
Give him the first
on,
one at least.
You know what?
Okay,
here is where I netted out on it.
You're a Manning. Come on.
No, I do agree. No, it is odd to see a Manning try to have swag. It's I told you, it's the same thing of like when you saw Manning on the back of a jersey wearing number 16 running and nobody catching him. It's like there's a weird emotional experience. And it's the same thing of like a Manning showing like real enthusiasm, quote unquote, showing up an opponent. I was in the end, I was okay with it because I do think he is in such a mental, like, turmoil.
It's like a relief type thing.
Yeah, it's almost like he needs to tell himself he's good.
Yeah.
The problem that I had with it was the Texas social media team, like,
they ran
trying to make it a thing. I was like, no. I'm cool with it for him. You don't need to be bragging about this.
Brag about it when you play.
Correct. Like Florida. Yeah. If he does it on Florida, even though that we don't. Yeah, I guess you can make argument Florida's
that defense might shut him down.
I do wonder when they start. I wonder when they start tapping out. Because, like, if I'm on that defense, I'm just sitting there going.
They're four games now.
You guys can't really stop the run. You guys can't just, like, move the ball once. Like, they got one touchdown last week, and it was almost like, oh, is this a game? And it's like, no, that was their one drive.
Yep.
I am interested in the College Station game. All right, George, where are you? Vibes right now. LSU comes to town. Where are you standing?
There's a almost weird level of, I don't want to say confidence, but almost calm about it. Because this is a true, like, strength versus strength, weakness versus weakness, based on what we've seen. And there's almost something, like, with the way that Trinidad's been playing, where it's not been safe. Like, he's been throwing the ball around, but he also hasn't had it burn him yet. So I'm wondering if that ends up happening, if some of these more risky passes end up going the other way against a good defense. But on the other side, mm-hmm. LSU's offense has been putrid. Yeah. It's been gross.
Those Heisman odds are pew.
And my thing is, for as much as Brian Kelly is going to sit there and just say, the offense is fine, we're winning games, okay, you guys also haven't played an offense that's going to actually be able to put up points.
Yeah, so apparently he's going to open the playbook up this week, huh?
Oh, is that where we are?
We're at that point.
Oh, we're opening it up?
So it hasn't been open for four weeks.
The 6 yards attempt was not because not because they can't block and he's just trying to get the ball out immediately. That's because they haven't opened it up. Of course, I'm having to use the same logic of that's when you're asking me, it's like, what is the actual football reasoning for Penn State against Oregon? It's like, well, I think they've basically been able to practice for an entire summer for this one game because there's nothing that any of these other opponents could do. And if you could scheme up a couple plays. But, I mean, I think the other thing, though, about the Ole Miss game is what happens when Trinidad is not fast enough to just get outside every time? Because I don't know if that's – from what I've seen from LSU on defense.
I mean, he's going to have Harold Perkins chasing him.
So. I mean, everyone on the defense looks fast.
Everyone on the defense is fast.
Like –
that's the problem.
And what happens, because I also think, I don't think LSU is going to sit there and go, all right, we're going to keep we're going to play zone, keep everything in front.
They blitz more than anybody in the SEC.
They are who they are.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And
they're
going
to play their way.
And so, like, I can see a world where Ole Miss can take advantage and hit some big shot plays. But to me, it's also a question of how much does Chambliss gets sped up, because I can tell you he will get sped up after the last 2 weeks.
It's a completely different speed on defense that he's going to go against. But to me, it's one thing that at least early in the game, because we've seen it a couple times against LSU in these recent weeks. Blake Baker is Blake Baker. He's going to blitz. He doesn't care if you're playing.
And he's playing man.
Whoever.
Yeah.
He's going to play man. And he couldn't do that last year, but he's been very vocal about, we have the guys now to play the way we want to play. They blitz more than anybody in the league. Lane Kiffin, Steve Sarkisian, those two guys, I would put them up there with anybody in the SEC in the last 5 to 10 years, and exposing defenses who get over-aggressive. Lane Kiffin is very good at that. So I could see a situation early in the game where
– you know what's funny?
LSU's forced to –
You know what also made me think, like, the same – I think Heupel is that, but it's almost like Nico and Milton made us forget it. Because remember, like, with Hooker, it was
remember when teams came after, it was just like,
oh, my God, that was easy.
We're seeing it with Aguilar a little bit.
But we had a year of Joe Milton, God bless him.
Yep.
And then we've had a year of Nico – and it's almost like we just forgot until the first possession of the Georgia game. You're like, oh, yeah. No, he can kind of scheme it up.
Mm-hmm.
Like, should he be in the category?
I think that's fair. With the way you explain it. Yeah, and Aguilar's hit some big plays this year. I mean, Hendon hit them all the time.
Petrino can scheme up an aggressive defense, too.
He really can slice one. He can slice one up.
But, especially when he's got a quarterback that can run.
But, I mean, LSU's been very good in the second half defensively this year, too. So, I mean, it's going to come down to the trenches. It's really going to come down to
– It's truly basic football. It is the ultimate, like, whose big people were better.
I can't believe that being the case. Like, LSU, Ole Miss games
– They're supposed to just get drunk, and it's just like, yeah, it's like, all right, who gets ball last?
Yeah. The wide receivers.
Yes.
Versus the DBs. That's usually what we're talking about.
Like, all right, is there any other game – that y'all wanted to highlight and bring up to group discussion? Does anybody need to discuss Notre Dame, Arkansas? I mean, that to me is just a classic, like, I don't know. Is Arkansas still in it? Because if they are, they're coming back home. Like, that's the weird thing with Arkansas is as down as you can feel, because in the end, it's all about what the scoreboard says at the end of the game.
Yeah.
They're not lying to themselves if they sit there and go, man, if we just don't fumble twice, we're 4-0 here. We're hosting a massive, massive game, and everything's in front of us.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like they're not that bad of a football team, but at the same time, it's like that's kind of why you're 2-2 and not 4-0.
We had big lead, and we blew it. I mean, it's they're spoilers to me at this point. Like they have the chance to kind of put Notre Dame away for good. I know a lot of people feel like Notre Dame shouldn't be ranked at this point in time, or whatever the case may be. I tell you what, they lose this game, you don't got to worry about them being ranked for a while.
Oh, we have one revenge game I know everybody's focused on, but we haven't gotten to it.
A revenge game.
Yeah. Kalliomanis or whatever. The Greek.
Oh, Rutgers.
Rutgers goes at Minnesota.
Oh.
I know everybody was worried about that one. That's 11 a.m. on BTN. I don't know if that's BTN alternate or BTN regular. Also, why is Kansas State favored against anybody?
Kansas State's favored?
By 6 over UCF.
I mean, it's not exactly the old UCF, but
I know,
I mean,
but it's
the,
like
but 6 but points.
Who would you if I said Notre Dame or I'm sorry, if I said UCF is playing North Dakota, who would you favor?
Wow.
They played Kansas State to the wire.
Yeah, they did. They did.
If I said UCF's playing Army, who's favored? If I said UCF's playing Arizona, I mean, maybe that's a toss-up.
That's one of those. Yeah. It's a prestige thing. Kansas State's getting by.
Kansas State prestige program. All right, let's pick our favorite games of the weekend. We'll do it next right here on Jeff Wright & Company. 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Every idea starts with a problem. Warby Parker's was simple. Glasses are too expensive. So they set out to change that. By designing glasses in-house and selling directly to customers, they're able to offer prescription eyewear that's expertly crafted and unexpectedly affordable. Warby Parker glasses are made from premium materials like impact-resistant polycarbonate and custom acetate, and they start at just $95, including prescription lenses. Get glasses made from the good stuff. Stop by a Warby Parker store near you.
All right, boys, Team USA is on the board, although it's perhaps the last point they'll put up for the rest of the day. We're now at 3-2. Cam Young absolutely blitzes the Euros. Cam Young, of course, from New York City, the crowd all the way behind him. He had a massive day. They win, I believe, 6-5, but America trailing in two more matches. And I just have to ask this question. If we lose the Ryder Cup at home, I think we have to bring up the obvious elephant in the room. You've got people that are not a part of the European Union on your team, and the Brits can't play, and we're just going to keep it fair, keep it even. We have Americans. You have to have Europeans, all the Brits, the English, the Northern Irish. It does maybe just so happen that that's half their team. They're all ineligible to play. All right, so if that route keeps going, I can basically stop paying attention to that the rest of this weekend. All right, here's my top five, and then y'all give me yours.
All right.
All right, you ready?
Let's do it.
I'm sticking with it. I know I'm the Southerner, and I can take all the riffraff I want, but I'm fine with it. I'm actually legitimately excited about the game. Oregon-Penn State's my number one.
Ooh. I guess.
I like it. I mean,
you know what?
It's interesting.
Here's what it also comes down to. I want to see the pomp and circumstance of the whiteout. They'll do the whole pregame show because it's an NBC standalone game.
It's pretty great.
It's all the pomp and circumstance, the loudness, the fireworks, all that.
Yeah.
I think that's going to be better than the dogs entering the field. And then if you want to say Ole Miss LSU, like, we know exactly how that game's going to go. The Notre Dame Arkansas game is going to have 5,000 possessions. And Ole Miss and LSU is going to start on ESPN News at 2:57 because neither team's going to stop the other.
Don't put that on me, please.
But I mean, seriously, like,
the sun is going to be out.
The
Don't put
total
that on
in the
me.
Game's like 64, and there are people that are like, "This is the easiest money ever." Mm. Like the game could have like 10 touchdowns,
at least.
And so, like, that game's going to go forever. All right, I'll put LSU Ole Miss 2. Mm-hmm. I'm going to put Alabama.
Yep. I think that's a fairly easy top three, however you
shuffle that. Yeah.
Gets interesting with those last two.
Good for my boy. I said Daniel Jones was never the problem with the Giants. I thought he got scapegoated. I thought it wasn't fair to him. I'm putting Colts-Rams at number four. Because, like, that is
it's
like
time
the
now.
Like, it's like the
yeah.
If he goes and he still looks awesome against them, it's like,
put guys, some money on it.
Like, this isn't fake.
Put like, some money on it. You better hurry up.
Like, by the way, they put up 30 on the Broncos. I don't know why all of a sudden he gets no credit for that. Yeah. But, like, if he goes and does it against the Rams,
that was a blind squirrel finds a nut every now and then.
I mean, maybe, but I still don't think he has a turnover.
But if he does it again,
the guy doesn't have a turnover. This is the best. Daniel's biggest problem was he's good enough to play quarterback, except he turned it over so much that you couldn't make him your quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
Now he's not turning it over.
Yeah.
So I'm putting that one there, and then, I mean, obviously, guys.
I know where you're
the
going.
The pomp and circumstance in Arlington
going.
On Sunday night.
I know where you're going.
Mike has returned to Dallas, I mean, or to the DFW, to the Metroplex. Like, I'm putting that at number five. All right,
yeah.
DeMichael, you can go.
I think we're along the same lines here, but I got LSU Ole Miss 1. I think
it's a good jersey game too.
Yeah, but Oregon Penn State's 2 for me because I don't know enough about these teams to the point where this game could be ugly.
I was gonna say, is it part of it you don't trust it to actually be a watchable game?
Yeah, I don't think
that's unfair.
I know LSU Ole Miss could be gross in a completely different way, but I'm
hoping it is. I took under 57.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
I'm hoping it's like one of those ones where it's like, oh man, neither team can move the ball.
Yeah, but it's gonna be fun to watch it. I mean, it's gonna be fun to watch it. Then there's gonna be the storyline. If Ole Miss is struggling at quarterback, do they go to Austin Simmons?
Yes.
Like you're gonna have that added in there. So there's gonna be extra intrigue with that one. Georgia Alabama, that's at 3 for me. Pretty much the same thing. Then you get to those last two, and that's where it gets interesting. That's where it gets interesting. I'm going Eagles books.
Okay.
Going Eagles books.
I'm protecting my heart. I'm a Baker guy. Yeah. And so, like, I just kind of think that this is, like, a moment where they get slaughtered.
I don't.
I hope you're right.
I don't.
I hope Sunday I'm watching the Eagles. I hope I'm watching on Sunday Ticket, and you're right.
Everyone's thinking about last year's Eagles. This year's version of Eagles have just been skating.
They've been leaky.
They've been skating. And at some point, I mean, the Bucs have been skating, too. The Bucs, what is it? They had three consecutive wins.
So, 1 point.
Yep.
What is it? They've won. They're 3-0 with, like, a +4 point differential.
Oh, the Bucs, yeah. Yeah. They have been on the wire.
Yeah, every game. So, but Baker against a leaky Eagles secondary, Mecca Buka, real breakout game this game. I'm gonna take the Bucs in that one. I'm gonna take the Bucs. And then, of course, number five, I think we got the same. The Michael Parsons 3-sack game.
I'm sorry, guys. They're +6.
Who's +6?
I'm sorry. Tampa Bay is 3-0 with a +6 point differential.
Okay.
Yeah. They're kind of doing like, remember the Vikings, the Kirk Cousins year?
Yes.
Where they were like 11-1 or whatever. Yeah, yes. But they were like, they were like 13-4 and like they had like a +16 point differential. Like,
just gross.
Yeah. Complimentary football.
Here's what you call it. Here's the great
special
thing.
Special teams matters.
Here's the great thing for your Packers on Sunday.
Yeah.
You know what the perfect thing to see when you've just played the Browns?
A terrible defense
the
like
Cowboys
this.
Cowboys defense.
A terrible defense like this.
Like, there's no place like home. Just going and seeing the Cowboys defense just makes everything go away.
It's the get right.
Slice butter.
It is the get right.
All right, George, your top five.
I'm going to lead off. My top three are pretty much the exact same as DeMichael's. Obviously, will be in attendance. LSU, Ole Miss tomorrow. Oregon and Penn State, I'm really curious, mostly because, as you said with Dan Lanning, we can't trust James Franklin yet either.
Yeah.
In these coaching matchups.
I'm willing to trust him if Ohio State and Michigan's not on the other side. The problem is his top 10, the whole him versus top 10 teams.
It's pretty much all losses.
Right.
Yeah,
it's just those two teams.
pretty much over and over again.
Like, I think there's one Iowa loss in there, but he got his starting quarterback hurt in the third quarter. Like, they were winning the game and they got hurt.
Prone to happen. I also don't trust Adler either.
I think DeMichael's point is more than fair. If you're sitting there going, I don't think it's going to be an aesthetically pleasing game to watch, so I can't put it at the top, I'm fine with that. I think that's fair.
Three, Alabama, Georgia. I think that those three kind of just need to be your top. I went different places with 4 and 5, more so ones that I'm interested in because they could cause a lot of shuffle, at least my fourth,
chaotic,
which is that Auburn-A&M game, because it could go a lot of different places. Like, Auburn's defense really didn't play that poorly last week against Oklahoma, which is kind of what we expected from that DJ Durkin defense. Like, limit some of the explosives, limit a little bit of the chaos.
There's also a little of the college version of seeing the Browns. And then, like, A&M's defense is going to give you some yards.
Yeah.
After you just played OU, I think the game's going to look a little easier when you got A&M on the other side.
And then I had to throw an NFL game in there. And this one, I'm just really interested to see what happens.
The Anxiety Bowl?
Which one's that?
Ravens Chiefs?
Bingo. Ooh.
Yeah. Someone's going to be 1-3 unless they tie.
Yeah.
Yep. Kansas City's supposed to have Worthy back. He is a full go in practice today. He's off their injury report. And Baltimore has just been so weird. Yeah. I don't understand them right now.
It's like they look good and then they look bad in the same games.
In the same ways, in different games.
It's not complicated. We're all dumb as sports fans. We just assume the Ravens have a good defense.
Yep.
They don't.
They can't stop
anyone.
It feels like it's part of the Ravens' DNA,
correct,
right?
We make the assumption. Like, we look at the jerseys like, well, yeah, they can play defense.
Yep.
They can't stop anybody.
And I don't understand it because they've got dudes.
They do. Every level. Well, they're supposed to.
I don't think they have dudes in the secondary.
I will give them at least one dude in the secondary.
You don't think Kyle Hamilton is?
That's my only guy.
But I think it's a lot easier to scheme around a safety than it is when you got lockdown corners.
Just throw
the other side.
100%.
Put Kyle on one side of the field and just go like, all right, we're going over there.
Yeah.
All right, let's take a quick break. When we come back, we will tell your story next right here on Jeff Wright & Company, 92.9 FM, ESPN. All right, boys, as we head into this weekend, I think there's only one man to go to for Don't Tell These Story, Tell Your Story. Jerry hopped on his radio station, baby. And Jerry was talking about Micah Parsons. Some plays it looks beautiful, but then other plays, especially running plays, you wish you had a different formation. To be trite, we lost games with Micah. While he does make great plays, there is also an approach, or there's also a way to approach playing against Micah. As we know, we didn't exactly win the Super Bowls those years.
You know the Cowboys are going to have a right tackle this week? Terrence Steele, he's a guard. He shouldn't be starting at right tackle.
They're going to say me.
It might as well be. I tell you what, you just motivated an already motivated guy. I don't.
What's the number? Probably like 7, 8.
Ooh.
Like road. It's got to be Packers, even like minus.
Yeah, I think it was 7. I think it's 7.
There's nothing like laying points on a Sunday night. Laying points on the road. Let's see.
No, they're undefeated there, too.
6.5.
6.5, yeah.
There you go.
They're undefeated there, too. They've never lost there.
And the last time it was there, the game was over within a quarter.
Yeah. You.
I will say, he was kind of right. Micah was not good that game.
No.
But neither was anyone else.
Exactly.
On the Cowboys. All right, my man. Appreciate you being in here. Good luck on Monday.
Oh, yeah.
And, of course, it is Grizzlies Media Day. George and Gabe will be down there. They'll have all the content coming down from FedEx Forum. For George, for DeMichael, this is Jeffrey saying thanks for listening. Keep listening. Gabe Kuhn Show coming up next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.